You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning and happy Saturday. You are listening to What's the Difference, and I am Gina Della, your host, and I am sitting next to Ross Sabaki, and he always gives me the look. I wish you guys, I think next year people will watch us, because what are you looking at me like that for?
Because you're just always wondering, what is he going to say? What is he going to ask me this morning? Yeah, is that where we're at?
Well, I feel like I've come enough times with my own situation.
You have, yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's still, I can sense nervousness.
Maybe I do have angst right in the gut, and it's adding cortisol, and it's making my stomach bigger, which I don't like at all.
Because, I mean, obviously, I work with your son. Know your husband pretty well. And Austin, everybody knows Austin. So, you know, I could get all these great stories about things that may have happened.
Oh, now what?
Again, no one can see this, but if you saw her face, she's definitely panicked. Don't worry. You're completely fine. I have nothing for you. But what I wanted to bring up is,
okay.
Yeah, so you can rest assured. But we have Jake Nelson coming here,
yes.
Our sales rep. One of the things and stories I wanted to say really quick about that is, you know, Jake was, tell me the technical term for what he used to do, kinesiologist? Am I saying
kinesiology.
This? Kinesiology. Kinesiology. Perfect. And definitely when we brought him in, we heard that he was coming in through here. It's like, so what, did Gina hire her own personal assistant that's going to coach her at work?
Oh, my God. I'm looking at Jake. He remembers in the beginning. He's very passionate about it to this day. And he also was very good friends with Lucas, who was my personal mm-hmm. trainer at the time. And I'm like, well, now I do have Jake here. I could just,
I know, that you was know, right.
Jake was evaluating how I ate, how much I drank. I loved every minute of it.
Correct. Right. You had your own personal trainer there. That was, we were training him in to be a sales consultant.
Oh, that was back in the day when I had so much more flexibility on how we hired, and I could just bring in this handsome workout god to help me. Is that bad?
Well, I don't want you to paint the wrong picture on yourself there. You did hire him because he does a very good job communicating,
yes.
Right, of like how he, you know, he's passionate about what he does. And we saw that from right away from him when he came in there. He's definitely a people person, and you just liked him within 2 minutes of meeting him.
I didn't know Jake at the gym. Mm-hmm. I met Jake because of David Conrad, one of Austin's mm-hmm. best friends. And David couldn't say enough about Jake and said he'd be really, really good at what we do here at Pella.
And he was right.
Yeah. So we are super excited. I don't know about you. Do you remember your first day on the job or of a job where you were so nervous?
Yeah, for sure. Pella.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it was completely new for me, right? I mean, if you think about what I did before, I'd spent 10 years in the woods logging, cutting down trees. And then to come into like an office job and, you know.
That's
a
life change.
Yeah,
it
was 100% different. So I didn't know what to expect. What do I do? You know, what can I say? Think of you HR appropriate. Like, am I going to get in trouble for really? I'm very cautious of what I would say now. Yeah, completely different.
Do you think MJ listens to these things every time we say HR appropriate? It cracks me up.
She has this thing that just goes off on her phone like, they talked about me again.
Right. Mm. Well, and you were a logger. Were you with other people or by yourself?
No, other people. Usually it's crews of 2 to 3.
Are you far away from each other because of what you're doing and it's loud, or do you hear each other?
No, we're very close. So you have one person that's cutting the tree, another one's coming and picking it and grabbing it and pulling it out.
Because I would think a lot of swearing was happening at that time.
There is that's a whole other podcast. There's a lot of inappropriate behavior that happens in loggers. It just goes with the trail.
Well, last week we talked about obviously speaking in public and, you know, we talked about our first time speaking in front of people. And for Jake, imagine how nervous he was the first time speaking in front of homeowners and memorizing and trying not to be a robot, but
knowing
yet
our products.
Follow a process. Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Knowing all of our products.
It was just so much. So we have a lot of questions we're going to ask Jake because, as I mentioned, he is a 4-time Pella of Wisconsin President's Club winner. He is also one of our lead sales reps where he coaches, teaches, trains, and leads our sales reps. You will meet him when we come back from our commercial break. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. We are What's the Difference? I am Gina Della, and Ross is here. We are very excited, Jake, to have you. Welcome to the show, Jake Nelson.
Thank you, Gina.
Are you excited?
Yes, very.
How nervous on a scale of 1 to 10? And Jesus knows.
Not too nervous, honestly.
Good.
He does good in these situations.
That's so good. Well, Jake was also one of the handsome faces when you watch Appella Windows and Doors, mm-hmm. of Wisconsin TV commercial. And we were just talking about what a great job you did because it just came so naturally to you. You're a people person.
Yeah, it was easy to go through all the questions. I mean, we kind of had some ideas ahead of time. But, it's just conversation, just like what I do every single day.
Absolutely. Love it. Well, you know what? Ross barely could pronounce kinesiology, and of course, I'm an English major. You went to school for kinesiology, so I'm assuming Ross is not the only person on earth who doesn't know what that means. Can you tell us what kinesiology is?
Yeah. First off, Ross, it is kind of hard to pronounce the word.
Thank you.
So just chunk it out next time. You do good. As far as kinesiology goes, it's the study of the body and the human movement, so cause and effects.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to school for that and study that, what are the different career paths you can take upon graduation?
So you could be a personal trainer, you can be an athletic trainer, you can be OT, you can be a PT. There's multiple different avenues that you can do with that career path.
And you need to know all the muscles and the bones in the body too, correct?
Yep, correct.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Well, that is quite a leap from that to selling windows and doors. What in the world made you take that step?
I think it was just the opportunity, working with David Conrad and him just speaking very highly about Pella. And quite frankly, I had zero clue about any windows and doors. Growing up, I mean, we never replaced any, so I didn't do any research on it or anything. Just introducing you, knowing Chris a little bit from the gym, meeting Austin a couple of times, I just was like, hey, this sounds like a really good opportunity, and why not, invest into it and take a look.
Well, and we've, Ross, talked about this many times. More often than not, we bring new people onto our team that have zero window experience, like Jake just said, on mm-hmm. purpose.
Yeah, for sure. Because at the end of the day, when somebody comes in like that, they look at our windows and how we do things as a customer would, so that they're so easy to relate that back to the customer. Like, this is what we do. This is what will happen in your home.
Jake, because it is such a different career path, what was that first month? Well, actually, training was 8 weeks with me. What was that learning curve like?
Oh, man. I mean, with this job, you're constantly learning. Like, even being here for 7 years, I'm still getting into appointments and never seeing certain situations. But, just in the beginning, just so many features and options and colors and materials and just knowing the ins and outs. And then on top of that, building it and then building the rapport with the customer, learning their concerns. There's a lot of aspects that go into it. So it was very overwhelming.
You know, one of the things I'm most proud of, there's so many things you do. I'm so proud of you. I actually almost just started crying. I'm not going to cry, though. But it is, you do such a nice job of listening to learn, not to reply when you are in the home with the customer. Because you did just mention, we have so many product lines. We have so many handle finishes to choose from, all the different things. And there's no way you can sleep over at somebody's house. And we don't tell a customer when we're in the home about every single product we offer, right? What's the benefit of listening to learn?
It just really comes down to what their concerns are, what they really want to get out of the new project. You know, is it going to be aesthetics? Is it efficiency? Is it going to be, operations, a change of style or color, whatever it might be? So multiple factors, and it can be multiple things that are important to them and what they want to get out of the project. So just listening to them, seeing what they want. I mean, I'm honestly there just to walk them through and funnel them through all the different features and options we have.
Yeah, and I mean, I think you just said it perfectly, because when you said funnel them so that you can know what's important to that customer base and then show them the things that they may be interested into and not show them the 23 other things, right, that it's like this isn't probably going to be interest to you and it's just going to feel like I'm wasting your time.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Right. You do such a great job of also asking what's important to them and then maybe ask a few follow-up questions because you're so experienced based on what's important to them, some things they don't realize they should be pairing with what is important, and that also guides you.
Well, and I think if you just said experience too, right, is it your experience in that? It's not just the features. As a customer, right, they may think of like, this is how I open and close my window. This is what it looks like, which these are great. Those are surface levels, but you've been doing it so long and seen so many projects that you know deeper than that, right? Of like, hey, this is what the concern is going to be for you or something we need to address to help them fix. And then you can help educate them and then help guide them towards a solution because of all the things you've seen of over all these years.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, you get into an appointment and a lot of times customers just are going to stick with what they currently have. They're not very well educated and background in windows and doors, just like how I was when I first started. You know, you go into an appointment and they're going to be like over the kitchen sink window. And they're like, well, I want a better view. And, you know, I don't really care for opening up the window all too much. But, you know, a little bit of airflow would be nice. Well, an awning would be perfect for that. You maximize glass space. You get a little bit of airflow for it. And, you know, if I wouldn't have had that conversation, they would have probably just replicated what they have.
Yep.
And, you know, not been as happy as what they could have been. Mm-hmm. Right. So muddying the waters just a little bit, but definitely learning from experiences what other customers have done. And then I can make that recommendation. And, you know, sometimes they like it, sometimes they don't. But just giving them the option.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, more from Jake. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back. You are listening to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della. Ross, why don't you say it this time? Where can you find us? Change it up a little bit.
We're going to change it up. All right. We'll definitely change it up. Yeah. If you wanted to go through, if you're not up at 6:30 in the morning, 6 in the morning, whatever time it is anymore, you can always go to our website at WTMJ. And you can go from there and find us on the website or at any different streaming platforms from Spotify, Apple Music. What am I missing?
I don't know. That's why I never say anything beyond
Spotify. You just like threw it at me. So we're trying my best.
I know. I love it that I did that. I don't know. All you people.
Greg is smiling, so I think I did okay.
People.
I got a thumbs up. I apologize for anybody that I didn't, but yeah. You just Google search. Gina Della, what's the difference? Google search it. You're going to see all the platforms where you can find us. Honestly, that's what I do when I listen to the show.
Good job.
There we go.
See?
Jake, did I do okay?
Yeah.
Phenomenal, Ross.
Thank you. Thank you, Jake. Thank you.
Jake, I want to ask you, because it has been 7 years, what has surprised you the most about this career?
Oh, man. It's got to be the different people out there in a good way. Like, everyone's going to be perceiving things completely different. You know, a lot of times people are visual or they're talking about the importance of, like, the energy efficiency, just how to communicate with them and just kind of working with them in different ways to make it like a good relationship, building that rapport so that we have that connection to find out their best solutions.
You know, I feel like the question I'm going to ask you next will help people in so many different industries. And I don't know if we taught this 7 years ago or how far back it goes, but Ross, for sure. Remember, we had shelter seekers. We were taught shelter seekers and showcasers.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means for everybody is we all fall in one of those two categories as humans. It doesn't matter how much money you make.
Yep.
It's just who you are. The shelter seeker, again, doesn't matter what your income is. A shelter seeker is going to spend their disposable income on things where it's time with their family, vacations, hobbies. A showcaser is somebody who wants the corner office. No matter if it's your first home you ever built, every room has to have Kohler or granite. We always say in the window world, you're looking either through your window because you are a shelter seeker and it's just there because you had to have new windows and you hated to have to spend the money on it. Or you're looking at your windows, it's a piece of furniture, and you're now having a dinner party and you're having everybody look at your new beautiful Pella windows, right?
Mm, correct.
And again, I don't even know why I just said
that. Well, I think you were probably going through it as it's how you Jake, you do a great job of this too, is knowing your customer of how to give them the information in a way they digest. Because a shelter seeker and a showcaser, they want different information, right? Some Absolutely. May want like an engineer. Some may want like design help. Yep. How do you navigate through that?
Listening. Yeah, and it's just starting off with discovery. I mean, we start off every single appointment and we want to go through the discovery, listen to the customer, get some key points and digging deep and seeing, you know, what's really going on, what's really important to them, what their concerns are, and then just how they're communicating things and their focus points kind of leads you into a certain direction on how they perceive things.
And then you're going to basically change the way that you talk about things or maybe spend more time on certain things, right?
Exactly.
Just because they care about that.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I always think of heat lamps. Some people, right, there's some customers, they really love the heat lamp and they love to talk about the different glass. And other people are like, you just want to show it to them. They can see it. They're like, I like that one. Perfect. Let's move on.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Jake, do you have a proudest moment?
Oh, man. I think I can't say like a specific moment. I think just generalization of the whole experience working with Pella, working with you and Ross, just kind of where I was, where I'm at now, comfortability and just adjusting with customers. I think that is a big step for me compared to when I originally started.
I'd like to jump in for just 1 minute. Jake, and you do a very good job. You're gracious and you don't give yourself credit sometimes. What I would say, whether you're proud of it or not, I think we're proud of it, is the way that you develop a relationship with your customers. You do a fantastic job to the point of you care about them, their project, to a personal level. So much so, I have heard multiple times of you going out to dinner with a customer, going to a baseball game with a customer. They're not customers to you. They literally become part of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's not normal. That's something very special that you do of how you build a relationship with your customers.
Yeah, I don't know that we have a whole lot of reps that can say someone made them breakfast or someone made them dinner or they went fishing with someone right. or they went, would you agree?
Yeah. Well, I'm not making anyone breakfast, but...
But are they making you meals sometimes?
Oh, yeah, we get like canned goods sometimes. I mean, a lot of people have gardens and they're like, oh, you want these tomatoes?
Yeah, you
want
to try this?
Like, absolutely.
Yes.
So,
right.
Yeah.
I can use a few tomatoes and cucumbers if anyone gives them to you in the next week or two.
Sounds good.
Okay, just a little side note. You know what? Do you have any advice you'd give to somebody who does want to change careers but they're nervous?
Yeah, it all depends on what they're nervous about. A lot of times when you talk to people about, you know, what you do and just being in sales, and they right away ask you, like, well, how do you get paid? And it's like, well, do you get an hourly rate? Do you get kind of like a salary? And as soon as you say no, it's commission only. They kind of get stepped back because they're so used to just constantly getting that normal rate.
Mm-hmm. And security blanket.
Yeah, exactly. Doing the personal training, I would only get paid per session. So it wasn't a huge step for me. But realistically, I mean, just be confident and be encouraged to keep learning and improving. You'll be fine.
You know, that is a big one, because that's also the great side of it, is there is no glass ceiling. You get paid what you put into it, you're going to get out of it. And the more you work, the more you make.
Exactly.
And I mean, that's why people who are salespeople love sales. All right, when we return, we will be wrapping up with Jake. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della. And I know Ross has a question he's been waiting the whole time to ask Jake.
And I've been writing feverishly and trying not to talk
like
to
you. Like you always do.
Yes. Well, Jake, I wanted to ask you is, what do you believe customers are looking for beyond just windows and doors?
I got to say accountability.
Ooh.
Point of contact. You know, it's different for different companies, right? So a lot of times you'll see someone come in and they're going to, you know, go do the whole kit and caboodle. And then after you move forward a project with them, you don't see them again. You don't have a point of contact with them. And for me, I actually really enjoy it. That goes back to with kinesiology, it's the cause and effect. So I get to see the changes, and that's where, you know, I get to go every step of the way with customers. So in-home consultation, going to the order verification, we're double-checking measurements and getting things documented. And then the sweetest spot is just to go back and actually see the product and just seeing that reaction and building up that rapport again with that customer.
And that's a good point too, right? Because it's you have – it's almost a journey you take with that customer right from the first, you know, they're anxious at first because you're in their home and they're not used to that. And then you build and kind of show I'm here to help you, whatever that looks like. Then they make their decision. Time they make the decision until time that transformation happens, sometimes, you know, that's a couple months.
Yep.
And then, but like you said, it is a fun part because then you come on site. It's the day of installation. Now these changes that they've been waiting for finally start to happen and they can see the difference.
Exactly.
Yeah. And do you, how long would you say is that life that you have with a customer, meaning is it doesn't just end right at the end of that appointment when they have the installation done?
Because
you get a lot of next phases, correct?
Yeah, it all depends. I mean, realistically, when I go into appointments, it doesn't matter if you want to do one window, you want to do all the windows, you're running the show. I'm literally there just to kind of give you some recommendations and walk you through what Pella has to offer. So with that being said, you know, just going in the future, if we do have more windows to do, if they know family members, friends, neighbors, anyone, you know, a lot of times I'm getting referrals from that.
Yeah. And that's fair. And I think we're getting close to the end here too. And what I wanted to point out too, and I want to make sure that I talk about it and give you praise for it too. I mean, I talked about your connection with the customer, but you do a fantastic job as well. You said it is you love the cause and effect and you show that based on your actions. You are absolutely involved in your customer's projects from the start to the finish. You are their advocate of like going through. If something needs to happen, you're there to go through to make sure that they're taken care of. It's construction, things happen, but you do a fantastic job at that.
Thank you.
Jake, thank you so much for coming on. Jake Nelson, you did such a great job. Of course, we're going to be back next Saturday. Until then, I want you to remember that those butterflies in your stomach, it's just a sign you're doing something worth doing. Thank you. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.